Good morning. I'm Donna Baker from Nicaragua, and my role with the mission has become Kingdom Kids because we've grown to that level. And the children's class has been so faithful to send funds and letters, making it personal to the kids. The 12 children they support are up on the monitor now. 12 from your children here. That says a lot about you as parents. It says a lot about the Bible teachers. And as we disperse these funds to the children in the classrooms and grow, we thank you. Here's your basket, young'uns. Come on down.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
All right. Good morning, church. Yeah, I'm going to... Yeah, way down, because I'm loud. It is good to be home this morning. We don't get to be here often enough, and it's good to see everyone. It's good to see Anna Lee. It's good to see her recovery. My goodness. When we were here last, a year ago, we were talking to you about an election that was coming up in Nicaragua. We had a presidential election in November of last year. We all knew how it was going to turn out. What we didn't know was what was going to happen after that. The political pundits, the writers, the activists that we read all their writings in the newspapers and online seemed to think that after Ortega was reelected, that things would kind of calm down a little bit. The temperature, the political climate was pretty hot at the time. Anybody that had a chance of beating Ortega is still sitting in jail today. And so we thought after he was elected and inaugurated that things would just kind of calm down a little bit. What actually happened was he got reelected, he got inaugurated, and then he said, okay, it's time for a little retribution. And so for the last year, especially since January of this year, since he got inaugurated, we have lived in a country that has been politically under attack. If you said anything about the government leading up to the election, then you have got a target on your back if you haven't already been expelled. Fortunately, if you know anything about our organization, we are not political. We don't talk politics. We don't do politics. We work with the government, and if the government wants credit for what we do, all the better, as long as the work gets done. And this year, the work has gotten done. Mindy just got back, and I'll let her talk. Church is over, I guess, so you can talk. It's after church. I'll let her talk about that. But she just got back from a medical trip, so we have a good relationship with MINSA, the Ministry of Health. We have a good relationship with all the associated agencies. We had teams come down this year. We have a group from Grapevine coming down next summer, the 16th, 17th of June. We've got a trip. So youth group, parents of youth group, if you haven't signed up for that trip yet, we would love to have you. It's been a few years. Come see how things have evolved since you've been gone. As the home congregation for Mindy and I, as the oversight congregation for the mission, it's important for you all to see what we're doing, to ask questions about the future, and to really reconnect with our staff. You want to talk for a little bit?
Sure. All right. So behind me is just a slideshow that I put together quickly of 2022 so far. And as you can see, the mission's been working. We've hosted 9 groups so far. ACU came down for three and a half weeks to do water testing on the filters we installed. They designed a new stove that would create less smoke in the house and hopefully vent that out. I just got back, not yesterday, but a week ago Saturday, from a medical trip, and we served the most patients that I've had on a medical trip since 2020. The Nicaraguans are hungry for our help, for the word, for the church, and you can see that when we have our trips down. You can see it in our staff when they go out every day.
Well, apparently you may.
Mindy had told me yesterday at lunch she was only going to stand up here and look pretty. So, but she did that too. She did both of it this time. Well, I'll add one little thing with Travis. I think Mindy said it. She had attended. It's somebody asked me before the worship, how is it in Nicaragua? It is calm for us, but the world is uncertain. But that's not just Nicaragua, okay? But we are very fortunate that we, because of you and your support and others, we celebrate this month 25 years in Nicaragua. That is worth an applause, I do believe. And you as a congregation have been with us 17 of that 25 years. We've still got the original white van y'all bought in 2005 for us. Now, it has been refurbished and redone and redone and redone several times, but we still have it. In fact, it's probably the best running vehicle we still have in a lot of our vehicles, but it still goes on. But we are so. This has really been a remarkable year for us. Yes, there's difficulties, but to continue to be able to serve in a way and where we are, I think it was Ambassador Callahan said several years ago in a meeting with him, when he said, Nicaraguan government to government, we hate each other, and they hate us. But to you folks down on the ground, they love Americans. And our relationship locally continues to be as strong as ever been, and we're thankful to God for that. And we're thankful for 25 years. This year, we made a major move, the encouragement of the elders here, and that's for us to get our official 501c certification as a registered mission, something we'd never done, but it just became, because of so many other things, a good thing to do, and that was done earlier in this year. So we had that, 25 years. Kingdom Kids, my wife said, and also went to make sure, you not only have 12 sponsors from the children here, but Nicaragua, Grapevine's our largest one now, right? Because with that, there's, 35 individual sponsors, families here that sponsor children in Nicaragua. Is that total 35 or 47? 47, okay. That's 47 children that are sponsored in Nicaragua, some in Honduras. And also this year, another milestone for us. Yes, I'm fixing to say it. We are now working directly with a school in Duty, Haiti, Christ School in Duty, Haiti. So that gets us now Nicaragua, Honduras, and Haiti. Pray for Haiti. It's been an uproar for a long time, but right now it's a very critical time. What's going on and what's being challenged in that country right now, if you've heard anything about Haiti, multiply it about 10 times and you might have a good idea of just how bad it is, okay? And somebody says, well, why are you going there? Well, it's simple word, one word, children. And that's the only reason. And pray that we can, school has still not started there. It's supposed to have started September 1st, Then they moved it to October, and now they're not even giving them a date because they don't know. It's very, very difficult within that scope of things. But here again, we look at it, we think, you see the pictures, it gives you, as I said, to be able to continue to function in the last 4 years, the mission has never stopped. And that's one of the reasons, because we have an incredibly great staff of people that we work with that never have stopped across the board. But it would not happen. No missions, nowhere, can do anything we do if it wasn't God's blessings of people like you that are not only supporting, but faithful. 17 years working with you as a congregation, that's incredible. And across and above it all, the simplest thing we can say is thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, next we're going to invite down Alex and Laura Waits to speak on behalf of Reach Out Honduras. As you know or may not know, James and Ellen Templer are very involved in that group, as Nicole and I have been to for the past number of years, and we're just really glad to have them here with us today, and I think they're going to show a little video first, and then we'll let them get up and tell about the work that's being done there.
What makes you, you? Is it all the stuff you've accrued up till now? Is it where you're from, the clothes you wear, or the profession you choose? Or is it the chances you've been given to rise to a challenge and contribute your perspective to the problems that the world faces? The Mosquito people live in an isolated region of Honduras. This remoteness means that they have had limited opportunities for education and advancement. We haven't heard their perspective. Until now. The Institute of Abundant Life is a Christian middle and high school designed to empower, inspire, and educate Mosquito students at the most competitive level. Since its inception, the school has been helping these young people bring their unique voices, talents, and perspectives into the world at large, to enrich it, to help shape it. We're here because we see raw, limitless potential. Their voices matter, and with your help, we can continue to give them the opportunities they need to succeed and flourish in Honduras and in the world at large. The school exists because people like you sustain it through your donations, your visits, your contributions. It exists because people like you understand that our world is best when we all have a chance to help shape it. We invite you to help create opportunities where there were none, to discover new perspectives, and to envision a more complete world, beginning right now in Honduras. Learn more at reachouthonduras.org.
So it's a great honor to be here this morning. My name is Alex Waits, and this is my wife, Laura Waits, and we are the co-founders, collectively, of Reach Out Honduras. I'm going to throw my wife here a curveball. I always have planned notes and speaking points. However, I felt called this morning to some items that I think are vitally important. One of them is just a big thank you to this congregation for stepping up and sacrificing. We know that it's not easy, particularly during these times. Many families in this church have been down multiple times, have busted fingers, ended up with paint in their hair, and love the children, which is the ultimate sacrifice and ultimate reason that they come down, I think. You guys have loved us despite our faults. imperfections and tiredness. And it's so wonderful to connect with missionaries that have endured the same things, and churches, particularly churches like yourself that are so deeply involved in missions, revitalize us and give us hope and keep us going when times are tough. Laura's going to talk a little bit about the particulars. You know, we can talk about the 500 kids that we educate daily, the meals that we serve, and some of the college programs and so forth. But I was called this morning to kind of change what it was I was going to say and just tell you guys thank you so much.
Good morning. It is so great to be here this morning. This is our first time to be with your congregation, but as Alex said, you have been actively participating in the mission, playing in our golf tournament, being at our gala, and then this year actually financially participating in the mission, and we are grateful. So the Institute of Abundant Life was named from the verse from John 10:10, right? Jesus says that I've come to give life in abundance. And so we base everything we do on bringing abundant life in the name of Jesus to our students. Our family moved down to Honduras in 2010, and at that time we had 4 children. Now we have 5. And we came home with our youngest daughter, Kumi Joy, who's here with us today. And our son, Aaron, is here today. Our older 3 are not with us because they're moving onward in life, as kids tend to do. So we moved in 2010, and in 2011, the land was donated for the school. And we began to build the school out just bit by bit, teeny parts at a time, as God would provide funds and partners. In 2014, we opened our doors with our first class of 7th graders. So we had 90 7th graders in 2014. And just little by little through the years, we have been able to grow the school to now over 500 students. And we have 7th through 12th grades. We have several high school program pathways. And we also were able to provide a weekend adult education program, also a program for teen moms and dads as well. So we include the fathers as well in our, and that is an accelerated program so that they can actually work as well. And this year, we kicked off an accelerated high school program in the local prison. And this was completely started by our Honduran staff. It was their vision to start the education program in the prison, and they made it happen. In terms of they sacrificed their own personal time to go and teach to get it started, and they graduated their first class this year. So our staff on the ground is incredible. We have a staff of 50 Hondurans, and that includes our cooks, our watchmen, our teachers, and our pastors. We have 2 pastors on staff to mentor, teach Bible classes, pray with our students. One of them stands at the gate and welcome students every day. So that's a little bit about Institute of Abundant Life. And as mentioned, several of your members have been down, and starting in 2014, these individuals have joined us and have been a very important part of the ministry. I wanna share one very brief thing that happened recently. Ellen and James Templer's student that they've sponsored since 2015. He joined as a 7th grader in 2015. His name is Kittler. He went completely through the program and then decided that he was going to apply to join the Honduran police force. And so this fall, he has begun his progress at the police academy. Just last week, so Kittler was a worship leader at the school. So every Friday we have worship. And Kittler was one of our worship leaders every Friday when he was a student there. We recently, just this last week, got a video of Kittler that was published on the Honduran police Facebook page of him leading worship at the police academy in front of hundreds and hundreds of Hondurans. So we were really excited to see God work in Kittler's life from when he was just a little boy in 7th grade to now leading worship at the Honduran police academy. That feels like a miraculous work of the Lord from start to finish. And we're grateful for Ellen and James Templer to have given Kittler that opportunity to study at Abundant Life. which ultimately God was able to raise him up and now as a leader in and growing in the country. So I wanted to share that little tidbit, and thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share about Institute of Abundant Life. We are now living back in the States, but our Honduran staff, due to COVID and some other reasons, our Honduran staff continues. We have an executive director who spends a lot of time on the ground. She's there right now, or she would be here with us today. And if you have any additional questions, we're out in the lobby. You can see a picture of the school grounds and some faces of our students. And we would be delighted to talk to you today a little bit more. Thank you so much.
I'm going to be honest. Sitting here this morning, just kind of, it overwhelms me. It overwhelms me that people that we know can give up their lives and their time and their comforts to leave the certainties of the United States to go to these places and to do the things that they do. It overwhelms me. It makes me evaluate the things I take for granted in my life and the mission that we're called as Christians to do. That is what you see in each and every one of these people. Whenever God said go, they went. And where God takes them, they continue to go. Even though the road may be hard and the areas are tough, they just go without a whole lot of certainty, but the pull of the heart and the and just the Holy Spirit, it amazes me. I am so thankful that they could be here with us today so that y'all could experience a little bit of what their mission is and what their life is like and the challenges and the great things that come of it, the lives that have changed forever. We could sit here and tell stories and stories. I could literally talk for 2.5 hours up here about this because it's just so close to Nicole and I's heart. We've been to these locations. We are planning as a family to go to Nicaragua again, coming up with Justin in our group. And so if you feel inclined to get involved with missions, I've got a short list of things that you could do today. Each one of these organizations has a way to sponsor children. You are helping to raise up Christians in an area where the name Christ is hardly even known, but the name of Christ will then disseminate through all of their lives, to all of their jobs, to all their friends, to all their family. Through you sponsoring a child to go to school or with Kingdom Kids, you are sending Christ into the farthest reaches of Central America. You can go on a mission trip. Our mission trip coming up is not only for the teens, it is for adults. If you would like to go, come talk to us. We will make it happen. Money will not be an issue. If you feel so called to be there and to be a part of it, come have that conversation with any one of us on the mission team, with Justin, with an elder, and we're going to make it happen. You might just be hungry today and think, you know what? I could go to lunch. It's raining outside. You could stay indoors. Join us for lunch. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for children, and they'll take any donation you want to make towards that. You can also get involved just with your contributions on a weekly basis. We take it for granted that you put that check in the box or you go online and you make that contribution, but you are seeing the way that your dollars are reaching the world and the lives that are being changed by that simple action. So continue to support. Continue to be so generous. They could not do this without you. And we're so grateful for all of that. Find an opportunity this year and next to get involved in missions. Thank you so much for your support. Let us close in prayer. Dear Lord God, we just pray that the great works that are being done in your name will continue to do so, Lord, and that you may bless the efforts of those here today, that through all the things they do, your name will be known throughout the region. We take it so granted that all the comforts that we have, Lord, are ours. And Lord, we just know that you've got purpose for us and you've got opportunities for us, Lord. It takes a spirit of boldness for us to just grab them and go with it, Lord. Just pray that you continue to empower us and bless us and bless all of those that contribute to be a part of this, Lord. We pray a prayer of blessing and guidance and over our missionaries as they travel, Lord. Protect them and their families. Protect their staff. Protect those that are actively involved in the missions, Lord. And just may your number grow in Central America. Thank you so much for your son, Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.